Well, the Scheller Automotive Traffic Center, we got a couple of issues right now. We got an injury crash inbound on North Broadway there at 2nd Street. We got injuries involved in that crash. They've had the inbound shut down, and they've been diverting traffic there at 3rd Street, so continue to be careful there. We've also got problems on the Attalupa Man of War at Winthrop. Just got a report of a non-injury crash there right now as well, which could cost you some time. Traffic is picking up out there, so allow yourself an extra few minutes. Traffic is brought to you by Eastern Airflow. It's a breeze for all your heating and cooling needs at Eastern Airflow. They'll beat any competitor's price. Call today toll-free at 844-334-5480 or shop online at easternairflow.com. Brad Mintz with Traffic News Talk 590 WVLK.
And Mark Green is with us from the Lane Report. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning to you, Jack.
How have you been?
Well, doing all right. Getting ready for a nice barbecue this weekend here at the house.
Oh, nice, nice. Absolutely good. Let's talk, first of all, Mark, a little bit about the Corning plant.
Yes, we had a very nice announcement recently about the Corning Glass plant in Harrodsburg, nearby here. They produce the Gorilla Glass that goes on all of our iPhones. They have been the glass provider for the screens of iPhones ever since the first iPhone 10 years ago.
I did not know that. I didn't know that.
Yes, right here in the Bluegrass, the screen for your iPhone comes from. And Apple just announced that they are going to invest $200 million into the ongoing production of this Gorilla Glass for their iPhones.
Great.
They said they're going to invest at least $1 billion, you know, across the United States to support U.S. manufacturing, and we got a 20% of it right off the bat, so good for us.
Good for us, no kidding. That's terrific. And also, there you had some information about cybersecurity, I believe.
Well, yes, there is a high demand for cybersecurity jobs. Everybody is trying to protect themselves from hackers in every form and fashion, and one of our local firms, SDG Blue, was recently acquired by an Indiana-based CPA firm, Crowe Horwath. Crowe Horwath has offices here in Lexington and Louisville and elsewhere, but there's such a demand for cybersecurity talent that they just bought the entire SDG Blue firm so that they instantly got 35 professionals who know how to do cybersecurity.
Hmm. What kind of skills are required for that?
Well, there are some technical skills, but a lot of it is just basic safe practices. Mm. Don't open that suspicious email.
Yeah, you know, that's something that we've probably at some point or another all been guilty of doing, and we should know better, shouldn't we?
I think so. There's, you know, a lot of it is basic practices, but then there's also some technical tricks that you put together, multiple layers of security. You screen emails, and if they're doing it right, you never even see that email. It never even makes it onto the screen when you're looking at your inbox when you've got good cybersecurity practices installed throughout your system.
Well, you can read all about it in the Lane Report, and thank you very much, Mark, for being with us this morning.